You have reached the voicemail box of Game Thing, Season 7, No Clip. You have 20 new messages. Tuesday, the 19th of December, 2023, at 12:57 a.m.
Hey, Pippin's David. I'm putting a different kind of tape in. I explain. So I know since you're a big fan of reruns now, I thought we would play Stardew Valley again, this time. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to be playing Doom, and what is there to say about Doom that hasn't already been said? Probably nothing. Felt just inevitable to play some Doom with no clip, because I don't know if the concept originates with id Software, but I think the code being called that at least dates back to one of id Software's earliest games, Commander Keen. But we're playing Doom, but we're not going to be playing Doom, at least not Doom out of the box. We're going to be playing the GZ Doom, which is the 3D accelerated Doom source port based on Z Doom, which is no longer even made anymore. We're going to be playing Ultimate Doom, which was developed and published by id Software in 1993. But we're going to be playing a pair of WADs, or player-created maps. WADs stands for Where's All the Data. So Where's All the Data to start with? We're going to be playing Origwad, which I don't think that's actually its name, but that's the name of the file. Everything I've read about it says it's the earliest known player-created level to be released. It was designed by someone named Jeffrey Bird of James Cook University in Northern Queensland. It was finalized on March 7th, 1994, published to alt.games.doom on March 9th, 1994. So what can I tell you about Origwad? It's two rooms, it's one door, it's six enemies, and it should take about a few seconds to play. And so what you do is you pop Ultimate Doom's guts into GZ Doom, and then you load this map, and the map loads on the very first level of what would be the game otherwise. Hit tilde, type no clip, and we'll see where it goes. And then when we hit the end of this side, I'll tell you on the other side what we're doing next. But let's experience Doom as we never have before. Bye, Pippin.
Tuesday, the 19th of December, 2023, at 11:53 a.m.
Hey man, Doom it is. A game that I have played a lot of a long time ago. Fun choice, and I mean, I think there's a question as to whether we're actually playing Doom if we're going to look at these WADs. But maybe we are, maybe we aren't. And the one that you've picked is very small, two rooms, very focused. I'll be interested to see what we can dredge up to talk about here. But I fired it up first, just vanilla, no clip, and did not manage to finish it. I was ripped in half by a Baron of Hell. Despite my best efforts to circle strafe and do all of the doomy things that you do to try and survive in that world. And one of the things that is super interesting about this, I was reading a little bit of background of this WAD, is that the person hand-coded it. I take it in a text editor or a hex editor of some kind. And I did open up the WAD in a hex editor, and I wouldn't call it legible, but you can see some of the structure involved in it. There's even some phrases of text visible as part of it, like door track, big door 2, and brown 1, big door 2, and floor 4, _8. So there's some language in there. And not right now, I haven't had a go at it yet, but I thought I would try and edit that file a little bit later on and see what happens, see if I can kind of follow in their footsteps a little bit. But then, yeah, obviously I turned on NoClip in the console, and as we've seen more than once, there are unforeseen consequences of doing this. You do have a superpower. You can walk through the walls, of course. You cannot pick up weapons such as the shotgun that you pretty much need if you want to deal with the, I don't know what everybody's called, the three demon fellows who throw fireballs and the one undead zombie guy and the two barons of hell. Without a shotgun, not going to happen. On the other hand, you can finish the level very easily by quickly running out of bounds in the first room, running across to the second room, and then quickly running in, and before you get killed, pressing the switch to end the level. So I was able to finish in 3 seconds, on a par of 30 seconds. So in some ways, I feel like there's a combination of a lot of the stuff that we've talked about over the last year or so. We're NoClipping, of course. I had the sense of a speed run there. NoClip facilitated speed run, 3 seconds. Doom is itself a horror game, a simulation, if you will, of a paranormal demon universe. And it looks like I might be doing some coding, so there's a lot going on here. You know, what you been up to? Doom boy? Doom guy? Doom guy?
Wednesday, the 20th of December. 2023 at 12:51 a.m.
Mr. Extra Credit, can't you just get Doom to do all this stuff for you? Isn't Doom supposed to be able to run on everything, and Doom is like the future operating system of everything? But no, I'm glad you were picking into this stuff. I read about some of it, and I couldn't really parse what it meant. And yeah, I'm curious if you edit it, what you find and discover. So I'm stoked to hear more about that. Yeah, I had a pair of questions too. One is it Doom if you can look at the ceiling? Two is it Doom if you can jump? These are things I used to ponder forever ago, before I snapped out of it. But, what have I been doing? I just finished reading, Id Software's John Romero's memoir last week, and it reminded me of how in Doom it's programmed so that you can pit the enemies against each other. So in these two rooms, which to me at times resemble, when you're able to stand outside of it, either a diorama or a sitcom set, I've largely just been doing like a bull running through getting the enemies to throw projectiles at each other, and to seize on attacking. Sorry, I hear my cat knocking a ping pong ball off the top of the cabinet, which is a sign for me to get to bed. Stop talking already. But yeah, standing outside of the walls, sometimes it seems like the enemies can see me, like they're staring right at me, even though I'm outside in the inky abyss. And basically I'm able to get all the enemies to kill each other, although it's mainly the Barons of Hell, rather dignified, in their title, doing this. And then finally, I can't seem to get them to attack each other. The game, they quickly kill me in NoClip. The game gives me this message that I was bruised by the Baron of Hell, and I looked it up online, and even in NoClip, it meant that a fireball connected with me, even though I was supposed to be able to pass through everything, and, you know, like, I can't even pick up weapons. You can't pick up women in NoClip in Doom. I don't know if you noticed that either. But it said that a fireball, bruised or killed me, and then it said that I was also ripped apart by a Baron, which is when it punches you. And so I wonder, you know, what does that mean? In a grand sense, what does it mean in a smaller sense? I really don't know. I don't know if I'm asking here about the game specifically or just generally about the way games work. I also noticed this other thing from very specific angles. The door between the two rooms becomes pitch black, or it sort of disappears. And I was digging around alt.games.doom from February 2001. And someone named Airborne says that this effect is when there's a leak in the level, it looks strange because you're staring into nothing, which says it can also pop up with noclip, and they blame the mapper. So I don't know, the blame enters into it. I'm more just realizing, like, oh, in Doom, I guess a door with a wall in it is just a wall with part of it being no wall. Anyway, whatever. I mainly just fell down a K-hole of watching people disagree about whether Origuad was the first map from 30 years ago. Can you believe people are arguing online? I thought that was something we invented. Good night.
Wednesday, the 20th of December, 2023, at 10:44 a.m.
Hello, my friend. I hope that you are doing something worthwhile, more worthwhile than answering my call. Yep, I also noticed a bunch of the stuff that you noticed. It's good that you brought it up. The way that the Barons of Hell don't harm each other really reinforces my sense of them as kind of dude bros from hell, like these over-muscled jock types who just bully you and then high-five each other, probably, behind our backs. And that whole thing of, you know, you can be hurt, but you can't touch walls. Like, you're a ghost and you're not a ghost. We've run into that in a bunch of games, right? It was true in Fallout 3. It was true in Echo the Dolphin. It was true in Sweet Home and Zelda. So I guess that's the norm and suggests that our being is kind of split in two by noclip, or maybe that, like, you know, it's fractured, and so that it becomes this part of us that interacts with inanimate stuff, changes and becomes a ghost, but there's still the part of us that can be hurt and punched and fireballed. So this is kind of a new sort of duality, not sort of mind-body, but two kinds of body. Oh yeah, and there's also there's the part of us that interacts with shotguns, which is also taken away by noclip apparently. So it's more of a triality when you take into account the shotgun body. For me, I've been trying to edit that WOD in a hex editor, and definitely having this sense of kind of noclipping into the game's data. Like a different kind of ghost, I guess, a ghost in the machine, if I might. And as an example, I changed an E0 into a 5C, and it made, like, just that, it's a classic thing of programming in general, and I'm sure your experience when we were talking about programming, you change one little thing and everything is different. The game still ran, but the second room was totally gone. Or at least couldn't be seen, and the enemies were still in there, but when I ran past them to taunt them, they no-clipped out themselves instead of chasing me around in the inky dark. But they also couldn't hit me, and they would sort of charge towards me and get scarily and blurrily close, but then just pass through me and keep walking. So I don't know what to make of that. I guess, as you were saying, because we're playing this version of Doom where you can look around with a standard first-person shooter setup, you really notice how thin the world is, how everything is sprites right there. Everything's flat. I don't know. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, David? The thinness of this world that we're in. Paper thin.
Wednesday, the 20th of December, 2023, at 1:58 p.m.
Not ducking your call or your question, but on the topic of thinness, there's a little bit of depth I wanted to mention that I forgot last night, which is if you walk exactly in line with where the one door is, you dip down. It's like some aspect of that threshold is lower. And over the weekend, I was watching this 30-year anniversary stream where John Romero talks about what a problem it was for people when Doom first came out to even know that you could open doors because they watched and saw people just completely miss it. But now I'm even more confused because I had the experience of standing in line with the door, counting steps away from this position being as far out as possible. And I cannot reliably recreate it, but I had the experience this morning of being able to open the door far, far outside of the world and the entire map basically being the size of a postage stamp. Which I had confirmation via the sound effects. But as far as the thinness of it, I mean, there's this pixel sense of, you know, playing a 30-year-old game, and of course you can't expect everything to be all gorgy on the eyes. It's big and blocky and ugly, but in a pleasant way that fits the world. But, you know, I just see all this distortion and maybe upscaling artifacts versus, say, in a Paper Mario where the flatness is sort of more of a whimsy thing. But I don't know. There's still... Yeah, I mean, it's thin.
Wednesday, the 20th of December, 2023, at 4:31 p.m.
Hi, David. Yep. It's thin. As you say, and I really like the thinness, or I find the thinness really not evocative necessarily. It's just kind of interesting at almost a mathematical level. It feels like, you know, when you're side on to one of the enemies, which is pretty tricky to do, you kind of have to overlap them. Or side onto a wall, it has no depth, and there's this way in which the true mathematical nature of a video game level is really exposed there. Or at least just kind of like capitulated to, I mean, it's really for reasons of efficiency, I'm sure, but like the idea of walls with no thickness is such a nice reflection of what these things are made of, which is just like numbers and math, right? And I like also, you know, again, we've run into this before, but again, for matters of efficiency, walls in Doom only have a texture on one side. So if you go behind a wall and look back at it, there's nothing there and you just see straight through it. And as you were saying, it's kind of, you have this effect with this just tiny little two-room level that we're looking at of a diorama. You go outside the walls and you then see through those walls at this little set piece of monsters wandering around, groaning and trying to find out where you've gone. And it also makes me think of The Sims and that same kind of view of looking inside an almost domestic space. This is where those monsters live. That's their apartment. And they're, you know, they're incredibly noisy neighbors. And there are incredibly thin walls that you hear their screams through. So yeah, you know, just life with thin walls, really, right? What else can we dredge up about two rooms, do you think? What you got? Should we move on to room number two? See you, man.
Thursday, the 21st of December, 2023, at 5:06 p.m. Thursday, the 21st of December, 2023, at 6:17 p.m.
Hey, Pippin, David. You know, it's thin, but that isn't to say it's simple. Although I'm aware people have said what made Doom so great was its simplicity, or sort of it had a revolutionary, though technologically impressive, meat and potatoes essence. I remember reading a ton of stuff about how if you look at an overhead map of Doom, it's basically Space Invaders, but in 3D. But this is all pretty far afield from Noclip, which is like definitely where to be when talking about Noclip. But I'll just talk about editing the map. I was curious if you could edit the map and make it so the walls disappear. I got a map editor called Slade, which has fields for map things, map lines, all these other fields. I had no idea what was going on, but I noticed looking at it from an overhead view, which you don't need a map editor to do, the game, a rigwad, looks like a domino. It's eight dots. You know, you're one and every other object and enemy are the other dots. And when I first messed randomly with the fields, the shotgun turned into a diamond-shaped caution sign with a red background and a yellow exclamation point. Guess what? I couldn't pick that up. And then I went back again and re-edited the map, and I think I lobotomized everything because this time the shotgun was gone. In Noclip, a baron of hell just wandered out, and it was completely indifferent to me, even when I shot at it. And then I saw, eventually, the exit to the map was gone. Turned out it was on the back of the wall where it had been facing out, and there was actually 2.5 of them. And I've actually never tried to finish the map or throw that switch before, and the first time I tried here, I couldn't. And so, you know, the question that's come up a few times here with us, but I don't think we've really asked it all season, is it the game if you leave it? Is it the game if you can't leave it? We've been debating what Doom is or isn't, but what about what Noclip does to your sense of that? Bye, Pippin.
Friday, the 22nd of December, 2023, at 5:57 p.m.
Hey, David. Is it the game if you leave it? Well, sounds a lot like a Zen koan or something. I really don't know if I know what you mean by that. It does make me think about the monster experience a bit. And, you know, as we've both observed, if you mess around a little bit with the wad, things happen to the walls that let the monsters outside. And they get very confused. It's like they kind of don't know who they are anymore or what they're meant to be doing as they wander out of, you know, out of their apartment into the wider world of darkness. And they don't know how to chase us. They don't know if they should try and kill us or not. And it's that sort of experience, I think, that's kind of relatable, of carrying on your core programming in the wrong context. You know, you go to another country, you go to another place, and you try and do the same old things, and it's not working. And then just also in the world of thin walls again. Who knew there was so much mileage, so much depth to these thin walls? I also have noticed in playing around with that, that if you're outside the walls and the monsters are all trapped inside, as per usual, if you fire your gun, you can't hit them because it hits the wall and it doesn't go through, even though you can see through. But if you fire your gun, the monsters seem to hear it. And one of them, I think it's the imp, the kind of brown, bald guy, always roars in the surprisingly high-pitched rage. Like, he can hear you, but he can't see you. Maybe he's anguished. And it, again, makes me think of the sort of apartment life thing, like the noisy neighbor, except this time it's me shooting off a gun in my apartment, and he's like, keep it down over there, banging the walls with a broom to try and make me shut up. You know, they're threatening to come over there and bring their baseball bat and the barons of hell. The other thing I noticed is if you walk backwards far enough, the level becomes sort of a little postage stamp. It becomes very abstract, and it makes me...
Saturday, the 23rd of December, 2023, at 5:33 p.m.
Hey, Pippin. Hope you are having a good weekend. I am in day I don't know what of a bunch of writing for a deadline that's on the other side of what would normally be a holiday break. Finally broke away to enjoy a foggy, rainy December 23rd down here in Chicago, where the main thing is it smells like earthworms. So, but we're pressing out with NoClip, and I thought we would do some Sudoku with NoClip and make it an easier game and the numbers do what they're gonna do. No, we're gonna do another Doom mod, which I think I already said, and we're gonna switch to Sigil 2, which came out December 10th by the aforementioned John Romero. And yeah, this has been a thing now. John Romero has put out new megawads, or whatever they're called, extensions of the now 30-year-old game. And we're going to not play all of it, although certainly invite and encourage exploring parts of it. But I want to specifically focus on the last map, which I think could be a secret level, but rules are meaningless to us in NoClip. Physical space is meaningless to us. Life is meaningless. I hope we get back on track with our lives after this. But so load up Sigil 2, hit tilde, type map space E6M9 to go to the Shattered Homecoming. Seems appropriate as a place to wind up in Doom. It's a huge map. We're going from a two-room apartment to a pretty sprawling property. I played a bit, and it's big, and that's sort of like the main thing I want to have be verboten to discuss from this point forward, is like obviously huge leap across time, huge leap across knowledge of like how to make Doom, in this case from one of the original creators. Let's see what walking through these particular sets of walls yield. One of my other dominant things, plus earthworms, is remembering in Sigil 2, this last map, there's just so much more of the map outside of the world. And I don't know why that is. But, you know, what I don't know could fill an entire voicemail. Bye! This is David.
Saturday, the 23rd of December, 2023, at 8:14 p.m.
Whoa. Yeah, I guess I'm not going to talk about how big it seems to be. I actually can't even tell how big this seems to be. I'm still kind of amazed by this idea that John Romero is still designing and releasing Doom levels as of this year. I guess this one was kind of like a Christmas present for the right people. And kind of interested in how distinct it is, how trippy it is compared to the original Doom levels, and it makes me wonder, I guess, about the whole WAD scene in general. I guess that, like, a whole lot of different, you know, design conventions and ways of using textures and using, you know, just the way that WADs are rendered into the game have probably evolved over time. Culminating in this or not, I don't know. I'm not part of the scene, but it's certainly really, really different. The big thing, actually, that this level that you've sent us to gives me is 90s rave scene. I had this moment where I was, of course, you know, outside the walls, floating kind of in the air, kind of on the invisible floor that you're always standing on, and looking into all of these different rooms, and rather than apartments, it was very, very much like going to a rave or to a laser tag place. There was a room with an impaled space marine. There was a room with that shouty blue sphere with a face. There was a room with an eye inside a triangle and a circle. There were, of course, zombie soldier guys and more. But paired with the music, which was kind of, I hesitate to call the genre, kind of very lightweight speed metal or something, very guitar-y, somehow it really, really felt like being in one of those sort of warehouse-y, you know, painted with fluorescent paint experience, kind of places that I would have, you know, enjoyed and spent quite a lot of time in my my teenage years, with my skater friends, that kind of thing. And one thing's for sure, it makes absolutely no sense to me. I hesitate to think it would make sense to me with clip, and with no clip, it is just a barrage of spaces and meaningless walls and bright colors. Which is to say that I kind of like it, and I'm looking forward to spending some time here and piecing it together. So thanks. Yeah, and I guess, you know, happy Christmas if I don't get to you before then, if you do that. Happy holidays. Happy, happy, happy. Bye, David. Bye.
Monday, the 25th of December, 2023, at 4:52 p.m.
Hey, Pippin. It's David. Just catching up on messages now. I also saw your text from earlier this morning, and hope it's okay to call you back and apply it in voicemail. Sounds like you're still checking these two. But yeah, saw your text, and I still calling you from the land of melting my brain writing words, and I took a break and ate some lunch, and on the classic sitcom channel, very special episode of My Two Dads, for some reason they were referring to Christmas as Happy Confuse a Dog Week, which is sort of what you get when you turn to a random channel at a random moment, and then you just go along for the ride, which has pretty much been my experience, too, with Sigil 2, and it sounds like it's been the case for you as well, which is, you know, size aside, very disjointed, because it's a very big, sprawling area. It doesn't feel very cohesive, which isn't good, isn't bad, it just is. And what I found myself doing is turning God mode on. And the feeling was a little bit like when you go to a friend's house or like a new friend's house for the first time and you need to plug something in and you're like, where's the outlet? Where do you go? Felt like that half the time, and the other half of the time like some sort of surveyor in a new land. So I guess something very functional or very like utilitarian. There's like something where like I'm here for a purpose, and I know the purpose is to call you, but there's like something about being in that space for some reason where I'm like, I'm here to do something. So that's the feeling in the background, but what I've been doing in the foreground is one of two things. One of them is seizing on the, I said height was off limits, or width, no, whatever, height, that's the thing, height, was taking advantage of the sheer amount of, like, variety of altitude there is in the game, and taking running leaps off of high points and going down to low points, which is not a thing I ever really remember being able to do, or at least not from such great heights as you can in Sigil 2. The other thing I'm doing is turning off no clip while outside of the walls, and there's actually like odd invisible contours to the spaces out here, which is sometimes straight, sometimes curved, sometimes no boundaries at all. So that's what I've been doing, and happy thingamy to you, sir. Signed, David. Bye.
Monday, the 25th of December, 2023, at 11:56 p.m. Tuesday, the 26th of December, 2023, at 10:30 p.m.
Hey man, it's Pippin. Just wanting to make a quick call as we continue the festivities of this time of year. We had a good Christmas with some friends. The weather here has been oddly balmy, 6 degrees today, above zero. Celsius. So I revisited Doom today and Sigil 2 specifically, and I followed your lead and entered IDDQD into the console, which says that that means that you set degreeless mode to on. I don't remember that from the original Doom. Is that what it used to say? I thought it was God mode. Not sure why it's degreeless. And then I just spent some time, not really no-clipping a lot, but just using no-clip as a way to not, you know, overly care about walls. But mostly revisiting that idea I was talking about with Sweet Home of being like an anthropologist or like a, maybe like an archaeologist. There's probably too many people around in Doom to feel like an archaeologist, so anthropology then. Just exploring the spaces and sort of trying to figure out what people do there, what it's for. And in that opening space, there were a couple of guys to kill. There was a very lovely blue sunken conversation pit. There was an invisible pink monster down some stairs. I went into the nearby cyber warfare center. Looked like it was maybe a server room or something like that. It was pretty hard to tell. And I guess one of the things that I feel about it, and this sort of gels with what we've both been saying about how it feels kind of scattered or not coherent, intentionally so, I assume. It's one of the things that feels like to me is classic net art, and just in general that idea of people using maybe older, more brittle technologies to make art rather than to make something fully functional within the language of that technology, so that you end up with quite weird hard edges, sharp edges, and so forth. So yeah, I poked around, and noclip was more my license to tour and to inspect, and I didn't make it super far, but I definitely had no idea of where I was. So back to the drawing board on understanding what on earth is going on in Sigil 2, I think. Night night.
Thursday, the 28th of December, 2023, at 5:02 p.m.
Hey, man. I remember I was emailing with someone earlier this fall, someone who I interviewed for my thing, and you know, this is someone who makes a lot of Doom mods. They've done a lot of noclip stuff. Just spent a lot of time thinking about game tourism, as they call them. And, you know, we've emailed off and on, mostly off, because I'm so bad at email lately. And I asked him a bit about, you know, you spent all this time noclipping. What has it helped you appreciate or understand or soak in more deeply when it comes to games? And he said he traced back to, like, a recent memory that sort of crystallized it, which was like a year or two ago, he wanted to watch the old animated special Bon Voyage Charlie Brown, which he hadn't seen since he was 4 or 5. And he says he watched it and found he didn't really actually remember the story. And so he wound up editing together what was sort of the essence of his memories of it, which was everything not the story, or a vibes-only cut. As he says, cutting out all the normal peanut stuff, boiling the whole 76-minute film into about 13 minutes. He said it was an artifact of interest, perhaps of nobody but him, and he shared it online, but it got flagged on YouTube as a copyright violation, so couldn't even set it to public and unlisted. But there's something about this hand-carved nostalgia trip that I think this is what we're also running into in Doom and in Sigil 2, which is, you know, all the way down to us both not remembering degreelessness mode, which I am seeing a post right here from alt.games.doom from April 10th, 1994. I see here right now people are calling God mode degreelessness mode, which I guess refers to some inside joke at id Software, according to John Romero, which I read about elsewhere and didn't remember, and also wasn't in his book. And so, you know, Sigil 2 is sort of like the deepest inside joke, or the most backyardy parts of Doom. And, you know, you mentioned archaeology, which I was thinking about because I rewatched the new Indiana Jones movie, which is now an old one at this point, a couple months old. And so, you know, I was thinking about that movie and just how often in games you're this protagonist. They're just causing problems around you, which is what keeps happening in Indy 5. And you can see in Noclip, in Sigil 2, the enemies are peacefully coexisting. I'm not even sure you should call them enemies. But when you enter the picture, all they want to do is fight. And it's very easy to bait them into fighting. And I've basically, it doesn't matter whether it's a two-room WAD or one that's very much the opposite. All I've been doing is just baiting these characters into killing each other. And in about 10 minutes, I can get 57 of 91 to kill each other. I don't know. It's a Doom Guy Christmas.
Friday, the 29th of December, 2023, at 8:25 p.m.
Hi, friend. This is for David Walensky. It's Pippin here to talk briefly about Doom before the new year kicks in. And in Sigil 2, especially when I was trying to do a more normal playing, and I was especially paying attention to the sound and had that memory of how you'll hear the sound of, I don't actually know which creature it is, the one that goes behind a wall, or near, it sort of signifies that it's nearby. Doom does, I think, really cool things with sound, foreshadowing or just scaring you about what's nearby. And the feeling of hearing that sound and maybe rounding a corner or opening a door, with great trepidation and then hearing the corresponding sort of active scream of some monster, which I'm not going to attempt to reproduce for you, but you know, it's seen you now. Before it was just kind of grunting in the darkness, and now here you are face to face. And just thinking about how spatial that experience is, like it's all about, sorry, there's actual screaming coming from upstairs right now. Felix is in a mood, ever since he had a sleepover last night, actually. Just how spatial those experiences are, right? Like it's all about how there is a solid wall, a solid door between you and the creature. That's what gives that sound so much meaning. When you're no-clipping, it's very different. And my half thought here is just how weird the danger is. You know, if you don't turn on degreeless mode, how weird the danger is when you're no-clipping, because I feel like in a lot of games, like Fallout 3 is a good example, it's very easy to just duck down through the floor and really avoid combat and not get in trouble. But I feel like in Doom, and maybe it's especially Sigil 2 with its weird layouts, but I would kind of, you know, I'd see a monster, not want to die, so I'd sort of sidestep through a wall because you can't go down, and then something bad would happen to me. I'd fall into lava, there'd be another monster on the other side of the wall. Just this feeling of kind of pratfalling into danger over and over again, because of Noclip. Like, it wasn't really a protective experience, it was just a way to get in way more trouble than I would have if I was just fully incorporated. I mean, is that right? Fully corporeal. So different dangers for different folks, I guess is what I'm saying here. This was Pippin. Bye.
Saturday, the 30th of December, 2023, at 1:01 p.m.
Hey, Pippin. I don't know if this is an expression whereabouts you grew up. This is something I wish we said in the U.S. I've just been pants at staying on top of messages. I've been busy sliding through walls, and I can't actually touch any object around me. So a phone is out of the question. And as we're getting to the bottom of our time, that's how time works, up, down, as we all know. It's a good point to sort of dwell on towards the end of how Noclip is a way just to get into more trouble, because as you've been slip sliding through walls, I've been studying the hive mind. I was going to say, oh, the sociology of imps and demons, Yeah, I accidentally went to the wrong map yesterday. I went to E6, M8, and there's a big cyber demon, another spider demon with guns, and there's like a big zigzag platform between me and them, and they kept shooting at me, and I could tell the guns weren't doing anything. The missiles were, and this isn't quite where I was going when I started, but that's the spirit of Noclip. I'm wondering, like, why is it in Doom, when you have Noclip on, you can't pick up weapons, and why is it that, like, the blast of a missile will impact you, but bullets won't? The other thing I was going to say, on the correct map we're actually playing, I recommend playing on the extremely hard difficulty that warns you you're about to be in over your head. There's something like 238 enemies awaiting, and just studying their hive mind, I noticed this other thing that they attack when they see you, but some groups of enemies will only attack when one of their own group sees you. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I think we've said we've both played Doom before, but it's just kind of funny for me to learn how little I actually understand about how it works. But maybe I'm just didn't file the right incorporation papers. I'm a GMBH, by the way, which is definitely in the U.S., like the pants of incorporation styles. It's like pleated khaki. All right, bye, man.
Saturday, the 30th of December, 2023, at 2:37 p.m. Saturday, the 30th of December, 2023, at 8:12 p.m.
Hey David, just a quick one before the year ends. I think pants as a pejorative I associate more with the UK. It's not something we say in New Zealand that I'm aware of. I think they use it to refer to underpants there as well. They talk about pants, and they mean underpants. I don't know what they call pants. So I don't know. I was, did a final little run. I took your advice and turned it on to the whatever the highest level is called, the most difficult level. And it was amazing. It was a bit like a Rube Goldberg machine almost. I showed up, turned on Noclip, heard screaming, got shot, ran sideways, and then basically just ricocheted off a series of devastating attacks until I fell in some lava and now I'm dead. But the rock, it rocks on. Happy New Year.
Saturday, the 30th of December, 2023, at 9:34 p.m.
Hey, Pippins, David. My last message, I think I made a classic mistake. To think I remember from our speedrunning season, which is just to think that because you've played a game a lot that you know a ton about it, which is of course not true. And I think in Noclip it's very tempting, easy to make a similar mistake, which is to think you're seeing through it when in fact you're just violating all the rules. Or I guess another way to put it is that even in Noclip, you're standing in the way. Bye.
End of messages. Thank you for calling GameThing. For more information or to leave us a voicemail, please hang up and dial GameThing.life. Consider supporting GameThing at patreon.com/othergamethings. Goodbye.